pool disclosures. There's two kinds of pools, of course. There's above ground and in ground pools. A couple quick things here on above ground pools. Of course, there's generally a deck associated with it. We had a property recently where the pool had been there for over 10 years. When he bought the property, everything was fine. But when he went to sell the property, the municipality said he had to add a gate with a certain kind of lock on the gate. It was over $2,000 to do that specialized gate. He had not budgeted for that in the transaction. However, the community said, we don't care what the buyer and the seller agreed to, because the buyer was okay with the way it was. But the community said, no, we won't give occupancy permit. The buyer will not be able to even close on the property until that has been resolved. So that's the situation with an above ground pool. Plus the deck needs to be in code condition, and sometimes code is okay, but is it well maintained? Are there rotted wood? Is there rotted wood? That kind of a thing. So the in-ground pool, of course, they're going to test all the mechanical systems and electrical, plumbing, if there's a furnace to heat the water, that kind of a thing. So they're going to have a pretty thorough inspection. Now, when it comes to winter and, you know, testing the pool, we've actually seen it on occasion where the buyer says, I'm not closing on this property unless the seller escrows some funds to have the pool inspected when the weather's warmer. Now, this is really dependent upon the nature of the buyer, the nature of the other realtor, and we have seen it, you know, about 20% of the time where somebody says, it's December, there's ice outside. How am I supposed to test the pool and take the seller's word for it that their 11-year-old pool has no problems? And so it's really a condition of negotiations. A small amount of money might be escrowed where the seller agrees to put this dollar amount into a third party, a title company's hands. They do the pool inspection by an agreed upon contractor. That contractor says when they open it up, everything's fine except you need a new light here or there or something like that. And from your escrow, they pay for the light to be replaced and you get the remaining escrow back. And so that's about it when you're talking about pools. It's important, you know, for you to disclose everything you know about those things. So we're going to have those attached here. Thank you so much.